You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with Bill Chastain, our MLB.com Rays reporter, bringing you the latest on the Rays spring training as we get closer and closer to opening day. Less than a month to go until real baseball is back, and the Rays heading into Tuesday's action, 6-3 on the spring. So wins and losses mean absolutely nothing, Bill, but it's always nice as far as maybe just a vibe in spring to be winning some ball games. The team is also off on Monday. So why don't we start there? What do you do on an off day? Well, for baseball players, oftentimes it's the same thing they try to do sometimes on days during the spring, and that is get some golf in. But you have a story on the website right now about the Rays golfers, and I guess Dana Eveland is the leader in the clubhouse as far as Rays golfers go?
He's the leader except for Charlie Hager, the minor league pitching, who Dana says he thinks he could play on the tour. But it was kind of fun. I got to sit with Dana, and we went over the group in the clubhouse, and he went over the different games of the different guys. He said he hadn't played with Longoria before, but he heard he's pretty good. And, you know, Alex Cobb is coming along. I haven't heard how Alex did yesterday I think he played in a pro-am in Innisbrook. But, you know, these guys are competitors, and they enjoy, you know, competing even when they're not playing baseball.
Alex Cobb coming along on the golf course, and Alex Cobb coming along on the pitcher's mound as well. Last time out was Sunday, Bill, and he goes three innings. He allowed a run on three hits. He struck out a batter. No walks, though, and that's what kind of stood out to me. Obviously, he's still somewhat coming back from the Tommy John surgery. I know he's well removed from it now, but they talk about the feel for pitching and the command and control. That seems to be coming back when you look at three innings and no walks.
Yeah, and I asked him afterwards, and he said he feels pretty good about his feel. He was actually working on something with his delivery to try and get to where he can repeat his delivery more and feel more like, you know, he's putting the pitches where he wants to. But, you know, the bottom line is, I said, you think you're going to get where you want to get by the end of spring training, and he's very confident he is, which is good news for Rays fans.
Let's go through some more of the Rays starters and how they're doing. Chris Archer has now left the team. In fact, he's already been seen in Fort Myers in his World Baseball Classic Team USA uniform doing a few interviews, Bill. But his last time out on the mound before the WBC was Saturday, and he looked pretty good too. Three innings, no hits, five strikeouts, and the velocity, he was up around 97 miles an hour. I think he touched 97 in that game, was sitting in the 95-96 range. I mean, this is kind of the Chris Archer. That's his very good stuff when he's throwing that hard, and to see it this early in the spring is impressive.
Well, I really wasn't surprised that I think he's a little bit ahead of everyone because he is participating in the WBC, but even at that, he was really good the other day. And it was kind of fun, you know, we were teasing with him because he's actually been trying out, the pause that Cobb does in his delivery. He's actually doing that intermittently during his stint, and you know, he says he might use that some this year, but so it looked pretty good. Everything he did looked good though the other day.
He's actually going to start the opener for the United States in the World Baseball Classic. That'll be against Colombia. That one coming up on Friday, 6:00 Eastern time. Did you get to talk to him much about his expectations for pitching for Team USA?
Well, he's just really excited about doing it, and it's something he's wanted to do for a while. He's known about it for a long time, and you know, he spent his offseason kind of ramping up to, you know, when he would be down here that he'd be ready to go. And I just think it's, you know, it's kind of cool to see a guy that excited about pitching for his country.
Yeah, because the fact is, when you talk about the World Baseball Classic, for whatever reason in the United States, I feel like it's less popular here in the States than it is in most of the world as far as baseball playing countries, simply because we have Major League Baseball here. And I think some of the players don't necessarily take it with as much pride either, but Archer, one of the guys that does. And I think most of the guys that agree to play for the United States are all in as far as representing their country and trying to win the World Baseball Classic, something that the United States has still never done in the somewhat brief history of the World Baseball Classic. All right, the Rays, like every team, Bill, have some injuries, and it seems like a lot of minor injuries as far as this team is concerned. Souza, Smith, Morrison, Duffy, Rasmus, I guess all these guys battling minor injuries, but it doesn't sound like any of them are too much concern.
Well, Sousa's back, and he's doing fine. Duffy is expected back in the middle of the month. Rasmus apparently is just on kind of like his own timetable, but nobody seems too panicked about that. You just kind of wonder if, you know, the all of them together will be healthy. But so far, none of these guys have had setbacks. I think Logan Morrison's going to play tomorrow night against Columbia, the first time this spring. So gradually, they're all kind of getting together, and they're all hoping that they will have their team assembled by opening day.
Yeah, and one guy that is healthy and should be a big part of this team come opening day is Brad Boxberger. Obviously, just 27 appearances last season, was expected to be the closer on this team, but just wasn't healthy. And then when he was healthy, wasn't great either. How's he feeling this season, this spring, heading into 2017?
He feels great, and I was interested in talking to him the other day. I asked him if he had done anything different in the offseason, and instead of taking that approach, you know, like last year he had injuries, he's like, well, the way I always approached it always worked in the past, you know, so I'm not going to just throw that out based on, you know, kind of an outlier a year. He did say he ate a little better, but other than that, you know, same kind of regimen, and he said he feels great. He's ready to go.
One more question, Bill, back to the World Baseball Classic briefly. Jake Odorizzi is another guy that's, I guess, on the full roster as far as Team USA goes, but he won't be part of the team for pool play here in this opening round. So he's kind of waiting to see if Team USA will need him. Kind of a weird situation because he's getting ready for a regular season with the Rays, and then he kind of has to keep his ear tuned in to maybe being able to pitch for his country as well. How's he handling that? The maybes involved, I guess.
Oh, he's, you know, his pulse never raises too high. So, you know, I think it's just whatever he would do would be built into where it would be his regular stage of spring training. Now, the only danger most of these guys say about it is that normally during spring training you're getting your pitches in and maybe your competitive juices aren't quite as ramped up as they would be for the regular season, or like you would be pitching competitively in the World Baseball Classic. But other than that, you know, they feel like their workload is, you know, they're not doing more than what their workload would be in a game. The biggest thing, again, is just whether or not, you know, you're ramping it up too much to compete.
And we will see. Maybe Odorizzi will be able to join Chris Archer on that Team USA team in the World Baseball Classic. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.